So this is the second part of the Dharma talk on the 9th September 2016. Because we never get tired with the suffering. But if the wisdom does arise, and this wisdom make you see the suffering and get tired with that, and see the suffering in the sankhara, see sankhara in the suffering, then the mind will understand and start to change. And this mind will not be a mind of human. It's not a mind of the animal. It's not a mind of the deva. But the Buddha says, this mind is different. This mind can say arahant, which means the mind that stays so far from the defilement and have the enlightenment specifically for itself. And this is not about the teacher or the master teach it. It's like in the teaching, Arahant Samma Samputo, a person who is stay far away from the defilement and have enlightenment by himself. Even though for the disciple, they can follow the Buddha and practice like this. And the Buddha never stopped them, but in fact, he tried to encourage them and support them to go on this path. Start from the first Arahant monk, Anya Gontanya, until the last one before the Buddha passed away, Prasupatha, the Buddha still gave the teaching, teach the Dharma to him, until Supatha became the Arahant. So what is the point that we will keep this body and bone to be rotten with the stupid wisdom that we have? The real wisdom must know sankhara. Know that sankhara is suffering. It's just the price of sufferings. Any kind of the sankhara, if we know it, we see it, we live it, we extinct it, and we free from it immediately, this sankhara will change to be visankhara or unconditioned. And this can destroy the seeds of craving. And no craving at all, even though a little root inside, because it's completely extinct. But why are we wasting our time right now? You know it, you better to make it end. Don't need to wait for this level, that level. Because the death is exists in every second. Yes. The practice with the effort. You need to do it right now, right here. Because we know when the death will come. Because the death is so powerful. And the death has many friends, many followers, many armies. They can come and catch everyone. Even though the king, the queen, the rich, poor, the monk, everybody, no exception. They are all in the circle of the sick, old, and die. But sick, old, and die is not a bad luck. It's not a bad thing. But it's a natural. It's the duties of the natural that happen. So when you listen like this, you understand it. And now, you stay with your sankhara and waiting your sankhara to seek old and die and wasting time like this. What is the point to do this? Yes, practice with effort. You have to do it today, right here, right now. Don't wait for tomorrow. I used to practice so hard. Can say extremely practice with a strong effort. With praise and blame from people, even though from the devas. But what I say, it does matter. Because this is my business. It's not their business. Because suffering or happiness is about me, it's not about them. So it doesn't matter what they say, even though the Buddha is the same too. Because we know it happened because the power of sensual desire, but we don't need to increase or gain more power of them, because it's gained more suffering. Because the past has passed already, and the future is not arrived yet, even though in the present moment it's uncertain, no stable. So you think that you live today, in this minute, you feel comfortable with your body and mind and no problem. But who guarantee that we will last long like this forever? Are you sure about this? Because the sankhara is never be like what you expect. When you're sewing the clothes, you use the needle to go first. So if your wisdom is sharp more than the needle, it's stronger than the salty taste. If your wisdom, it has stronger taste than the salt in ocean, and more powerful than the wave in the sea, and more hot and beautiful than the fire, absolutely, you can destroy the defilement. There are four kinds of the wisdom. First, a quick wisdom. It's quicker than love and hate, quicker than birth and death. And the second wisdom is a sharp wisdom. It's sharper than the intelligence of human and animals. The third is the penetrate wisdom. It's like when the sun comes out and the brightness, it penetrates through all the darkness. And the fourth wisdom is smart like the wind that never sticks on the net. So if you have this kind of wisdom, this can clean and wash the defilement immediately, as I consume it long time already, and I never begging for this kind of wisdom from the others. Because I have the strong confidence since the day I was born that I don't care about my life. I can give my life to practice until I can end all suffering. Because this is the base, this is the top, this is the supreme and higher than everything. Just end of suffering. So I give all of my life to do this. Yes. 7 months I practice with no sleeping, no lay down. 4 months stay in the cave, just drink the water. I trade my life with the dead because I want to end of suffering. That's why I have a new life. Otherwise, I will stay with the old life, stay with the defilements at the same. So listen about this and understand. Don't be stupid. Don't try to show off that you are good in this and that. Because even though you think you are good in this and that, but you should realize that your sankhara is impermanent. Yes, it's the darkness in the delusion that cover you. And you think you are good, your body is good, your mind is good, and no problem. And show off yourself, show off your ignorance, and stay with Mara. And use attachment to go first. So you think you're gonna achieve to enlightenment in this way. So now, stay still, make the mind still, don't receive, don't remember, don't receive, don't remember. How about with If we don't receive, we don't remember. What should we do? Just know. Just know, but don't receive, don't remember. What is know? Knowledge is the sankhara. It's the mind of sankhara. It's bright and beautiful. No shaking, no moving, no defilement. Because this is the pure mind, the other thing not the mind. The other thing is the craving, lust, and ignorance. So consume it, take it, eat it, get through it, until the mind reach to the end, and no shaking. That's why the Buddha said, when the mind reach to the end, is higher than the suffering, then the mind will stay still. Yes, you still have the six senses are the same, but no earth, no water, no fire, no wind get involved with that. No birth, no death, no left, no right, no go, no come, no mood and emotion. So this is the end of the suffering. Because it has no defilement. This is I want to explain to you lovely. So in the end of this Dharma talk, I want to ask, do you dare to guarantee your sankhara that I will live for many years? I will live for that years, that month, that day. Can you guarantee that? Are you sure about this or not? If you cannot do it, that means it's impermanent. It cannot resist. It cannot control because it is sankhara. It doesn't have self inside. You cannot control. Even though your body, that you see it every day, you eat every day, you maintain it every day, but finally, it keeps getting old and old and old and never stop, and then sick and sick and sick, and then you die. You cannot stop them. You cannot control them. You cannot command them. And about the date, the day, and the time, can you tell them to stop? And can tell them to extend the time for you? You cannot, because it's go by itself. You can do nothing with this. Any temple, anywhere that you go, you see that there's the bone of human. There is the grave. There is the body. It's everywhere. Do you have eyes and ear to see this or not? Because the truth is showing all the time. But right now, you get lost with the delusion. You get lost with the sensual pressure. Even though for your body, if you peel out your skin, rip out your meat, and then what you will see is just the thinnerest of bones, and just the heart, the internal organs. And then when it breaks, it destroys, it's nothing left. Because the earth, the water, the fire, the wind, is nothing. They are just the sankhara. So this is the summarize, which I make it easier for you to understand. And you see the truth, it's gonna be like this, it's gonna be like that. And then finally, you should realize this. Oh, I should not stay with the defilement. Because ignorance is the darkness, and defilement is the wrong view. And the defilement of birth and becoming, the defilement of the sensual pressures. We don't need to have all of this. Why we don't need them? Because it's caused us the suffering. We don't need to have it. Because we only see that the suffering arise, the suffering stay, and suffering cease, that all is nothing else. So if we see like this, we can guarantee and confirm itself that whatever sankhara, which is formed or formless, which is sensual desire, sensual pressure, because whatever, if there are sankhara, there is no permanent, there is no happiness, there is no self. When you see like this, then you have the wisdom arise, which the Buddha praised that wisdom is the weapon, and this weapon can cut the defilement from the mind. It's like a man cut the meat and rip it out from the bone. So this weapon is the wisdom. So this is the information that I give you today. And I want you to go out from the county of human, which is stay together with the stupidity, and be the slave of the wisdom, be a slave of the knowledge, and be the enemy for yourself, and be a ruffian in the darkness, and you still pray yourself that you are good with the super ego. I want you end all of this. Yes. Yeah, if you can do it, 7 years, 7 months, 7 weeks, or 7 days, it doesn't matter. If you can do it in 7 minutes, or you can do it right here, right now, just make it end. Don't need to waste more time to be stupid. It's no point to stay in the suffering longer. Just make it end right here, right now. Don't need to wait to set the date and time to end all the suffering. Because the Dharma is not about the time. Don't believe in the stupid people that teach you. A blind person will drag you to be blind at the same. Be a slave of them. The Buddha has the good eyes. The Arahant has the good eyes. And then they come to open their eyes for man and woman and make them walking on the holy life. And finally, they reach to Nirvana and end the suffering. And no more symptom of the suffering, because you practice until you end of the holy life. All the practice that you need to do, you finish it. And don't need to do other thing else, because you end of the suffering already. So when we know like this, we better hurry to practice, increase more effort, increase more practice, make it in quick, as soon as possible that you can do. Don't wait for someone to teach, don't wait for someone to command you to do it. Because it's only you that were born, only you that stay, and only you that die, and no other thing, nobody else will do this for you. If you do myself, I cannot help you. No way to help, I just only tell you the way to go. It's up to you that you will walk on this path or not. If you want to walk, just walk. If you don't want, just stop. Because soon or later, we will die and separate from each other. Because Nirvana has no copyright. And the hell, it also has no copyrights. But if you want to choose to stay around with stupidity like this, that's your problem. Because the point that I'm talking today about the cruelty of human, I want everyone quit being a slave of the wisdom and knowledge. We have been a slave of wisdom and knowledge for a really long, long time. Because the wisdom is served the defilement. And the second point is, we should stop being the slave of the knowledge. Because the knowledge is served the defilement for long time. Yes, we have knowledge, but this knowledge never clean and wash the defilement. And the last point, we have the evil inside, and this become the enemy to ourselves. But now we want to change. We don't need to have any evil or enemy. We want to have the friend for ourselves. We will be a friend for ourselves because we have trained ourselves very well, retained our mind very well. Then we don't have any enemy at all. So from this moment, no more slave. No matter what, who is good, who is bad, we don't care about that. But we have to be free from the slave of the Sankhara. This is the point. And then we can consume the profit in Visankhara or the unconditioned Dharma. So if we can do like this, then we realize it's not about this day or that day. Even though you listen until the end, or while you are listening right now, if you can do it, just end. Don't need to extend day or night. Don't need extend suffering or happiness. Yes, you don't need to increase more suffering. Don't need to extend more suffering. Because you have suffering in the past, you have suffering in the future, you have suffering in the present moment. We don't need to have it more. We can make it end, just end the suffering now. It doesn't matter who know about this, they know about this or not. But the point is, you know about this. And you need to make it end. And what are you doing right now? You know it already. And you should end the suffering right now. Yes, do you see the truth or not? That the Sankhara is impermanent suffering and non-self. If you see and know like this, then you will feel like it's so tired, it's boring to stay with the Sankhara. Because you get lost with the suffering for a long time. And then you should get tired with this. And then you can change your mind to stay in Nirvana, which is the base Dharma, the base purity. I have 7 words for you. First, the Sankhara or formation. And the second is Anicca, impermanent. The third is Panya or wisdom. The fourth is Dukkha or suffering. And 5 is Nipitta or boring or get tired. And the 6 is Nibbana or Nirvana. And the 7 is Visuddha or the purity. So in this 7 verse, if you can use this at the key of the practice to complete the system, then it will bring the noble mind to your mind. And the monk, layman or woman will be the slave of the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha immediately. Okay, so it's enough for today. And then Longpo Tongbai let the monk do some chanting. And then later he gives the Dhamma talk for the second round. The people who can practice and train themselves to be free from blemish and from the defilement that cover their mind. They can make the mind bright and shine. This kind of people deserve to stay in the factor of enlightenment. There's nothing wrong about them. And all the bandits, when their mind have been practiced and trained really well already, they should not attach on anything. They supposed to sacrifice all attachment. When all the bandits don't have defilement, when all the bandit don't have attachment, so they cannot have defilement. And when there is no defilement, so the mind is bright and shy. So when the mind is bright and shy and empty, then we can extinguish the world. So it's completely cool and calm and peace because it has no nothing left. Completely extinguished and ceased. And this world is ceased and still. No more seed to bring it back. No matter what, how many years that you were born, even though you were born for billion years, but if you don't know like this, absolutely, you will be still at the same, still stay in the suffering at the same, if you don't know this point. Yes, you will collect the bone to be higher and higher with the birth and death, and never stop. If you don't know the sankhara that I'm talking about, even though you die for billion times, and your bone is higher than the mountain, but it's gonna be the same, if nothing changed. Therefore, I want the human, which is run around inside. Inside, which means the sensual pressure, birth, becoming, form or formless, or in the worldly way. These are the inside that human that run around and never shatter the cycle to get out to the super mundane world. But if they can listen to this Dharma, know this Dharma, then they will get tired with the suffering which is caused from defilement. Because the defilement stay with them for long, long time, stay deep inside their bones. When they know, they can let go, they can detach. Because the body and the mind or the five aggregates is a heavy burden that you keep carry all the time. It's heavy because you cling on it, you attach on it. But if you don't carry, if you don't grab, if you don't attach, then what is will be heavy? Nothing is heavy. Because if you want, we have no desire, no craving, so nothing to carry. It's nothing too heavy. So prepare yourself from this moment. From today until finish the rain retreat, I want somebody to come out. Don't stick on each other like a monkey. All the men and all women, if you are good, come out. Come out from the suffering. Depart from the suffering. Don't running around inside. Are you really wiser? Do you know the truth or not? So come out now. Don't eat and go to toilet. Don't go to sleep and wake up. Don't spend your life like this. Because that way is not a human way. It's just a normal animal. The quality of human, the Buddha has explained. There is three kinds. The first is the normal people, which they are like the king, queen, poor, rich, or normal human. And the second is the deva, the gods or the brahman, that practice with merit and meditation. And the third one must be the noble people that start from the sodaban until the arahant. So I challenge this world, who dare to do this? Who dare to come out? If you dare to do this, just follow me. Don't show your fang. Don't show your claw that you are consuming the sensual pressure. You're consuming the defilement. Don't show that. Because it's just the suffering. What I say is not the enactment. It's not the death cry. But it stay like this. This is the way it is. And it cannot change to be the others. It's stable and stay like this. Cannot be changed. The Buddha happened or not. But this thing will stay like this forever. It's like the sun. That the Buddha arise or the Buddha passed to Nirvana. But the sun is still the same. Also for the moons and the stars or the planets, they're the same. But they cannot end the defilement. They cannot destroy the defilement. But they live like that, with no defilement. Because the way they are, is the way of the world. It's the way of the natural for all the planets. But we are human. We can change. Change from Sankhara to be Visankhara. Change from formation condition to be the unconditioned. That's why we have things to concern. And this concern is in the right view, right understanding. It's not like concern with the attachment, concern with the sadness, concern with the clinging. And we will not worry about the past that passed already with any regret. And we won't be worried about the future which is not arrived yet. Because we see and understand the Dharma clearly in front of us. And we're firm, no shaking, no moving. We are so stable. So then we can declare the Dharma to the world, to the human, to the devas, to the Brahmins. Even though if the Buddha sit in front of me, I will tell him like this. Yes, and today before I come to teach you the Dharma talk, I have the sign to see the Buddha. It's like the Buddha statue. It's tall for 7 meters high. It's so beautiful, so pure, so elegant. The Buddha didn't walk, but he just moving on the air. So even though in the heavy rain, he's still up there on the air, but no rain touched him. So I realized, oh, this is the Buddha, nothing to touch him. So and then I pray to the Buddha that I am a poor people, but I have a faithfulness in the Buddha. But I want to share the Buddha Dharmas to the world. Share the precious Dharma from the Buddha to a person who have the faithfulness in him, who trust in the Dharma, who believe in the Dharma. May I have the chance to do this, and may I success to share the Dharma to the world. So when I pray like this, the Buddha just disappear. So I feel so happy to see him and pray like this. And then I think today I'm going to give you a good Dharma talk with the real taste of the Dharma. Okay, this is the end for today for this Dharma talk. I hope everyone understand and keep practice until you end of all suffering.